It is time to bring in Mike Causey and sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
I have to admit, I wanted to see what those games would look like, so I watched two of those Alliance football games.
I was watching the Lifetime Network.
No, I want to tell you something. They were more fun to watch than NFL games. They allowed more hitting in them than they do in NFL games. Instead of having kickoffs, they just actually flip a coin and find out who starts at the 25-yard line. But they have no kick for a single point. It's every touchdown, you go for a 2-point conversion. And they had the playback referees where they go to when there's calls for recalls. You can hear them talking to the field. You can hear all what they're saying. I'll tell you what, it was much more entertaining than a standard NFL football game.
And I'll tell you why. It's not fixed.
I'm telling you, and if you look at the reviews that came in from the different newspapers, it got an okay rating because the players were okay. They were a little sloppy at first, but they've only been together for 30 days. The football was kind of fun to watch, and it was raw football like we used to have.
It's not fixed. There's no decree coming from Broadway of who's going to win what game.
Mike, a quarterback got smashed from the side so hard his helmet came off, and guess what?
He got up, put it on, and it was the next play.
No yellow flag. He put the helmet on, and they continued play. That's exactly right. So it was kind of fun to watch. And
good.
And who knows? Maybe if enough people like some of the stuff that's going on there, just maybe they might do something with that with the NFL.
If enough people say they like football the way it was played in the 80s,
yep,
they may go back to it.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah. So it was kind of fun to watch. But anyway, so that being said, what did you do with watching sports? How'd the racing turn out?
We did all right. Down at Gulfstream, I pick in the Tampa, picking the eighth race to Visadario, ran a game second, but we caught the exacted error, and that paid $36. And then in the other turf race, we had a scratch, but the top play in the race for me, Hawksmoor, won. And if you put a couple of nice horses behind it like I did, you caught a pretty decent try in Super. So we had two winners there. And then in the Sam Davis, a horse that I thought would go right to the front, Go Knicks, ran like the Knicks, never made the lead, ran a well-beaten fifth, and the horse that did make the lead out of the gate, the nine horse, well-defined, won. So we had a win. We had an exact out of four races we picked there, and Go Knicks Go did not go for us in the big race.
All right. In sports, Bob Costas was summarily almost booted out of NBC because of his stance on actually agreeing with a lot of what you said.
I couldn't work at NBC, huh?
No, but
the truth gets you fired.
But that's okay because you can see Costas on the Major League
MLB Network.
Yeah. And he's unabashed and much, much better there. Much, much better there.
NBC, nothing but bad business.
Yeah, but
and all their affiliates.
So
my opinion.
So what else? What else did I watch that was sports wise?
Hey, but did you watch Pebble Beach?
I watched where it was sleeting, and they had like a half inch of sleet on the ground.
Yeah, but that's not my question. Did Tiger Woods play?
No, he skipped the tournament.
Oh, Pebble Beach is like the first major of the year, isn't it?
No.
I remember Pebble Beach being big when I was a little kid.
Oh, it's a big,
all the big names played in
but
it.
But it's a big tournament, but not all the top players play there every year because you always get teamed with amateurs. And there's two tournaments within one, and so it's kind of a nice thing. And they the top players rotate through there. They don't play it every year.
They don't
play it. But it is a big tournament simply because it's on one of the most expensive pieces of real estate in the United States of America, so that's why it's a big deal.
I just thought he didn't make the cut again.
No. I think there was like five or six of the top ten that did not show up this year. It rotates through. They try to rotate it through so that they have at least half the top 10 out there. So no, it's not that he missed the cut. It's that he didn't show up.
Okay.
All right. What else was there that went on this weekend? I mean, it
was. Hey, is that big mouth receiver from the Steelers in trouble? Did he do something?
I don't see it.
I thought
anywhere.
I heard he did something.
I don't see it anywhere here. I'm taking a look.
Well, they're not going to put it on the news because they don't want to make him look like a bad guy. But I thought he did something pretty bad in Florida again.
He might have, but I don't see it here. I don't see it anywhere.
Folks, when we look up things in the NFL, we can't go to sports websites. We have to go to police blotters.
Yeah. You know, it was interesting, though. I don't know if you saw this in the National Hockey League, the Rangers' backup goalie, Alexander Georgiev.
Yeah, 51 saves. I watched the game last night.
55 saves.
55. That's why they won. If the Civ was in there, you knew he couldn't do that.
That sounds like the old days with Gump Horsley.
And that's where I'm going to my next piece there. Take a picture of the local hockey results from yesterday, folks, because you might not see this again for a long time.
But they all
won. Rangers, the Islanders, and the Devils all won yesterday.
There you go. You're right. You're not going to see that for a long time.
No, especially a Ranger goalie making 55 saves. You're not going to see that, like, maybe for the rest of your life.
No, but I'll tell you what, that does remind me of those old days with Gump Worsley and Eddie Jockman where they used to flip-flop all over the place.
Yeah, I don't think the Rangers gave up 55 shots back in those days, though.
In the early days of Jockman and in the early days of the Gumpers, yeah, they did. But once they got good, they didn't. But 55 shots on goal, holy smokes. That's like playing two games in one.
That's one of those nights when Toronto says, we did everything right tonight but score and just move on.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. 55 shots on goal. I saw that and I said,
55?
We got
55 is a lot of shooting.
I saw that and I said, I got to talk about that with Mike because that's one hell of a.
Hey, a friend of mine was out in Vegas this weekend in the handicapping tournament, and I think he said he came in 37th. I gave him a couple of winners, but it wasn't enough. But you get paid handsomely. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to say what he got, but he made a nice piece of coin for coming in 37th. It's a tough tournament, but it's a good tournament because all you're going to get is a $2 win place bet. So it's not like the ones that they have locally around here where you have to bet this and then at the end of the tournament you could send it all in on a horse. And that's not a tournament. A tournament is who could pick winners in a limited amount of bet with a limited bankroll and have the most amount of money. That's a tournament, right. And that's the way you're supposed to do it. So, and in those tournaments, a measly $10 win can mean the difference of like 25 positions at the end of the tournament. So the main thing is picking winners, and he picked some winners, and he got rewarded for it. So hats off to Willie.
All right, now one thing else I want to bring along about the Alliance Football, they are creating this app, and they started it, where you can, on your smartphone, you can follow each play live. It's actually comes up on the smartphone, and what they're developing, right now the speed's a little too slow, but most writers think what they're developing, what do you think they're developing for your handheld device?
Somebody to tell you what it's saying? I don't know.
If they can get the speed up enough and where it's actual real time.
I got a good thing for that. It's called stay home and watch the game.
No, this
because
is
now you're going to get all these clowns in the car playing with this app crashing into telephone poles.
The app is for most writers think that the NFL is trying this out and trying to work out the kinks in the software. So with the beginning of betting across this country, you can actually real-time bet on an upcoming play. That's what they think that the NFL is doing with this.
You need help then, boy.
Yeah, that's
you're betting on the play. 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's what most writers think. They think it's a cool thing, but they think that the only reason they're developing it is because
if you're doing that, you got a sickness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, betting on a play.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
In the NFL.
I know.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of betting, you know how they bet on the time of the national anthem?
Yeah.
That's the biggest rig job in the world, because the person winning should always cash a ticket.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty big names, and, you know, I'm sure those people have friends, and you send a couple people to different casinos and spread the wealth, and then, hooray, we won a lot of money.
Speaking of the national anthem, you see how the NFL quietly this year got around that controversy?
Yeah, because everybody's standing up.
No, they didn't show any national anthems. Except
well,
for the
trust
Super Bowl.
Me, if they were kneeling, you'd know about it. They're standing up.
But they didn't. They didn't show any national anthems. Unbelievable.
That's a shame when you had to come. When it has to come to that, isn't it?
It shows you about corporate America. All right, there, buddy. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike Gossie with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio. In just a few.